Good evening. We'll be talking tonight a little bit about the, please excuse my voice. It's been a long time. I'm learning Simon Resh and Beis. As if Beis, we'll be learning the halachas, more of the halachas of what wine can be used, which liquid can be used for Kiddush, and some of it with regards to Avdol as well. As we spoke about Gilui, halachas of Gilui yesterday extensively, now we're going to carry on with Siv Beis. Very relevant, Siv indeed. Yain Megitoi. Yain Megitoi, Siv Beis. Yain Megitoi is, would nowadays be translated as grape juice. Grape juice. About Kiddush grape juice.
Vat.
Gas. Ah, yeah. Yeah, gas. Yeah. Megitoi. I don't know. Yeah, that's right, yeah. So I don't know to what extent. I don't know. What's that in English? No. Yain Megitoi, the translation is grape juice. Yain Megitoi. Okay, that's. Yain Megitoi, Mekachna Lav. You're allowed to use grape juice for Kiddush. Is this Bediyavet or not? Should you ideally use wine? Would you have Kiddush? Says the Mishnah Berurah of Cotton, hey, Yain Megitoi, he will be called Mokhim Mitzvah Min Amufcha B'Yain Yoshon. So that there is a Mitzvah Min Amufcha, ideal way of performing the Mitzvah is through old wine. Which is at least 40 days old. Now, I don't know much about the wine manufacturing process, but he said that if it's 40 days old, that makes it of better quality. Anything grape juice is, you're allowed, you're into the mitzvah by having grape juice, but mitzvah mnumufcha is wine, and wine is defined something which has been processed more than 40 days at least.
And then it turns to wine.
So that's probably, yeah, very good, yeah. Yeah, there must be that. I saw some Perskim discussing nowadays that the processing is done very differently than in previous generations, and the wine have added various acids and various ingredients to make it to make it process differently. But I know that there's discussion nowadays about it. But either way, in terms of halacha lemaisa, wine is ideal, but grapes is perfectly fine, perfectly acceptable. But it's a mitzvah min hamufcha to use wine. Yeah. If it's mamash brand new, so it's not. Well, he says that ideally yain yoshon. Yeah. Soichet adam eshkol shel anovim. Person can actually. In theory, it says you can just squeeze eshkol shalanovim, you can just squeeze grapes, and straight away make kiddush on it. So it doesn't have to be yain yoshon. It is good to have yain yoshon, but in principle, you can just literally squeeze grapes and make kiddush on it. Of course. That's what Mishnah Berurah Taka points that out, that it's this Kodem HaShabbos. But in terms of how old the grape juice is and what the quality of it is, it's literally grape juice, which didn't go through any fermentation process. Nevertheless, it's perfectly acceptable with regards to Kiddush.
What about raisins, the water, and turn back into kind of raisin wine?
So there is something about Shimri Yain in Siv Zayin. So hopefully that will answer your question, Siv Zayin. Siv Gimel tells us, Mekachal Yain Shibifi Achovis. Now there is wine which is held in a bifich by the opening of the barrel, pi hachovis, by the barrel opening of the top of the barrel, which is the opening of the barrel. There is sometimes the grape juice there is of different quality because there is kemochin. Kemochin is literally translated as flour. You don't find literal flour there, but it's some white dots, some white something. Yeah, bits, some white something, which accumulates on top of the wine. So that these bits are resemble remotely a little bit flour, and therefore they call kmochin. It's not literally flour, but it resembles flour a little bit. I think I know what it is. When something, I think I can even picture myself a little bit what it is. It's like some sort of, it's like.
Juice,
pardon?
Maybe it's
the juice. I don't know what a substance really is, but, what were you saying?
It's a byproduct of the fermentation.
Yeah. I think so, yeah. So now he says as follows, Mekachin alayayin shebefi achovis. You can use that wine, which has those bits there. You're allowed to make kiddush with it. Afal p'shiyesh b'kmochin, although there's kmochin there, there's those flour kind of bits there. For yesh oisan lekadosh olav, the Rama says, some say that you can't make kiddush with it. Eloi salon etchilu, you first need to sieve it through. La'avi ha'kmochin, to remove and keep behind and keep back those kmochin. But as long as the kmochin are in there, you shouldn't make kiddush according to the Rama with this wine. And the wine, with regards to the wine in the bottom of the barrel, what's in the bottom of the barrel? The shmorim? See, that's right, the sediment's in the bottom. So you can't, and on the wine, which is in the bottom of the barrel, although, the shmorim in there of the wine, and similarly, on very black wine, very, very strong, exceedingly strong black wine. Val yain mosuk, on exceedingly sweet wine. Val yain, and on wine, the reich chala v'tame chamre, that is vinegary. Yeah, and the chale chamre chala, that has a vinegary, a very strong element to it. You're allowed to make kiddush on all those. Again, you're allowed to make kiddush on the bottom part of the wine at the bottom of the barrel, on very exceedingly black, exceedingly sweet wine. But lechatchila, you should use, if possible, you should choose yourself good wine to make kiddush on. Don't use kiddush which has bits and pieces in there. Don't use kiddush which has a very strong taste. Don't use kiddush wine that is extremely sweet. Now, I once tasted, I don't know, you know, sometimes there's tons. Yeah, do you know what I mean? It's terrible, right? Like, I don't know how many... Pardon?
Cough mixture.
Oh, yeah. They sometimes seem to add a huge amount of sugar in there. Some are better than others. But if it's exceedingly sweet, the shaila is it really a lechatchila to use it? Because it's al yain mosik. It's not considered the best wine to use. Yeah. Reiche Chala. Yeah, very good point, Naftali.
What's the question?
Naftali wants to know the difference between here, in which we say, well, yeah, in the Reiche Chala Tam Chamra, where there is a smell, a vinegary smell, you don't use it for Kiddush, although it tastes of Kiddush, it tastes of wine, as opposed to in Siv Aleph, which seems to be contrary to that. Oh, you're right. Yeah, so yeah. If it's the smell only, if it's a smell only.
Also, it's only the remark. He says, Reicha Chala v'Tam v'Chamra. The remark, Steve Aleph, says the other way around. And maybe it's Mechaber who says, Reicha Rav. But if the remark is talking of the same Timon, maybe he really needs to say it in both places.
Maybe, I'm not sure. You know what, I have a feeling that the Bialoch is Mechalik between if it's Mous Mamash. I seem to remember something in the Bialocha that if it's Mous Mamash, if the smell is extremely bad, That's what that's when it's a problem. And it's not so bad, if it's a slight slight smell but not so strong, to me that's what we're talking about over here, that it's mutter. So I think there is a distinction about how strong the smell is as well. But it's a good question. Now the yeah, that would time a chalanik. Time a chamel kachan. Yeah. So if there's a taste, is a wine taste, you can make it into whatever happens. Yeah, but I think that if it's particularly moist, then you don't. If it smells, that's the word. If it's chayur ra. Right, very good. Yeah, that's pshat. Very good. Okay, shkoich. Seif dalet rabbi say. Seif dalet tells us mikachna liyain lavon, wine, white wine. Rabbi say, you like to make kiddush on white wine?
Yeah.
Mikachna liyain lavon, white wine. You're allowed to make kiddush on. To answer your question, Mr. Berlin, Mishnah Berurah sends if cotton yud for the kula alma mitzvah lechatchil. Ideally, don't use that. Chatchili should use lechaza echayin odoim. Better is to use red wine if possible. Should try to use red wine. Elo, but the meilo odoim, if there is no red wine available, or sheinim shubach, or that red wine is not particularly tasty, svirelo ledezu. We all according to this opinion, temut lechatchila lekad shalom, and then you can use white wine. So you can, according to this opinion, you're allowed to use white wine, but that's only if the red wine. If the red wine is, I don't know, good, it's not of superior quality, or that you haven't got any alternative. But ideally, you should use better red. There is something about red wine being a proper wine and white wine.
Some time ago, the white wine was healthier.
Yes, you're right, we did, yes.
So why?
Yeah. Why is red wine better for Kiddush? Al Chashivas? Yeah.
What's the level of his chayvus? If you've got a bottle of red wine and a bottle of white wine, and you prefer the white wine,
if it's chaviv to you, I don't know if that makes a difference. The Mishnah Berurah says that you should attempt to have red wine. If you don't have red wine, or that it's not, or the white wine is a superior quality, she'ena meshubach, superior quality, that's when you should take the white wine. But if you personally prefer white wine, that doesn't seem to be a sufficient reason.
Because it's a superior quality.
I see. Okay, if that's the case, then it's fine, yeah.
This is one of the reasons that I went through a long phase of using white wine for Kiddush, is because I knew that if I spilled it, it wouldn't stay my shirt.
Yeah, that's a good, that's a very pragmatic approach.
Which, you know what, at the end of the day, you know.
I can also hear that, because that definitely also helps for the Shana Bayis aspect of Kiddush as well. Yeah, no, I hear that, absolutely. Yeah, so white wine, Mishnah Berurah says that if it's, yeah, that's a good point as well, yeah. Yeah, but what about the tablecloth, yeah. Yeah. Okay, however, having said that, it's not so poshut, because top of page 100, V'Ramban poisloi lekiddush afilu b'di'avet. V'Ramban, puzzles, he doesn't allow white wine for Kiddush, even with the Eved. So the formal opinion says you can use red wine, you should use red wine, but you can also use white wine. So the Ramban holds, no, you can't use white wine at all, even with the Eved, which means that if you made Kiddush with white wine, you're not Yotze at all. That's the opinion of the Ramban. But the Ramban agrees that Avol Mavdin and Olav, the Ramban says that I'm only strict with regards to white wine, that you can't use white wine with regards to Kiddush. But in terms of Avdolah, you could use white wine for Avdolah, even according to the strange opinion of the Ramban. Yeah, look at Mishnah Berurah over here, but let's just finish off the Shulchan Aruch. What's the minik? The Shulchan Aruch paskens over here, minik ha'olam, and the custom of the world, kesvor rishon, is like the former opinion, that white wine is acceptable for Kiddush too. The Mishnah Berurah now goes into your question, and he asks, and Sifkot Yud Aleph, Avol Mavdin Elov, you're allowed to make Havdalah, and the Rabban saw, Rabban, there was a stringent opinion, he says, you can't make Kiddush with white wine. Why does he allow make Havdalah with it? How does he allow Havdalah with white wine? It says in Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Yud Aleph, Avol Mavdin Elov, Im Uchama Medina Shom. Shakol shoisinoi soy. So the Ramban says that it's true that ideally you should use wine, but he says there is a rule that chamam medina is acceptable for avdala. Chamam medina, I think it's loosely translated as a respectable drink in that particular society. That if somebody would come, your rich uncle comes from America, trying to give him a drink, you give him something. You're not going to give him a cup of water. He's just coming off. He's just stepping off the taxi. He's moving. He's going to your house. Oh, shalom aleichem, uncle. I haven't seen you in 55 years. And now he's coming, and you want to give him something. You're not going to give him a cup of water. What will you give him? So you're gonna in England, you're likely to give him actually a cup of tea. In England, you give, if you're English enough, you give him a cup of tea with milk inside, probably. Yeah, which still sounds very foreign to us, us foreigners, but still, yeah. But you'd give him a cup of tea. So that would therefore clearly be, if that's the definition of a chamam medina. That's why that's a chamam medina. Chamam medina is not just a drink that people drink in that particular country, but it has to be something respectful. What would you give? Choshva friend comes along, you're not going to give him a cup of tea. What are you going to give him? You give him a Coke if he's a really good friend. Yeah. Okay, the question is about Coke. There's a bit of a question about Coke. But, so it has to be something. Definitely the expensive juices. The expensive juices certainly, in our country, qualifies chamam medina. You know Tropicana? Yeah, that kind of thing. That certainly qualifies as chamam medina.
You need to be careful now.
Why is that?
Because the government passed a law taxing sugar in fizzy drinks and other drinks. And so a lot of food manufacturers are putting grape juice in their fruit juices.
Oh, really? 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 That's so interesting. Good to know. Rabbi said, did you hear this interesting piece of information? Is that recent?
Recent.
Okay, very interesting. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah says, in the name of the Ramban, why does the Ramban say you can't have white wine for Kiddush at all, but you are allowed to have wine for Avdala? Ramban explains, because white wine is no worse than Chamam Medina. If your rich uncle comes, you're going to give him, you'd give him white wine. So it's a respectable drink to give, and therefore, if you're allowed to make kiddush on juices and on choshev drinks, then surely also wine would be within that category.
Where does this come? What's the
source of chamam medina? Well, the Yisroel Chanoch later about it as well. Why chamam medina is acceptable? He says that, and there's more in Resh Samech Beis about it. We learned once about it, about in various places where Chanoch speaks about Chamam Medina. Yeah.
So two things. Number one, what is the Ramban's reason for bustling white wine altogether?
Why is it also for the Yavid?
So you're not even yet to Kiddush.
According to the Ramban, Lemaise, we pass characters for Rishoyna, which says that you're allowed to make Kiddush on white wine as well. So that will be no worse. The white wine, yeah, am I getting it right? I'm not quite sure exactly what rosé is, but fizzy, that would be a little worse than white wine.
Rosé is like a half white, half red.
Oh, I see.
But the other thing is that I'm wondering if Chamam Medina would actually include water these days, because a lot of people go, like, it's become very fashionable to drink just water. Like, you could spend lots of money on bottles of water.
Yeah.
And I know, certainly in California, where it's actually hot, it seems to be like a thing. My Rosh Hashiva's brother was Californian and was telling me all about the culture in Los Angeles, that, you know, people would go to a cafe and buy water. I'm wondering if these days, with all the fitness, the culture has become very much into people checking their footsteps and their blood pressure and recording it and putting it into apps and everything, and it's all, you know, people are running and blah, 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 that actually water is, I mean, I'm not fit or or sporty, but I would probably still offer water to anyone who came in who wanted a drink.
Yeah. So you're saying specifically in yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I hear that. I don't know. I seem to remember from the Achronim that water is a clear example of not Chama Medina, because it's lacking chashivas, because its availability and its price and its general usage. You're not even on Baltashchis by pouring water in your garden. So it has something about lack of. So it's. I'm not sure. I doubt that it's called Chama Medina. Yeah. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Shulchan Aruch says that Minhag Olam Kesivah Rishona Tzivkot Yud Beis Kesivah Rishona VeEli Rabbe Mashma DeBiyain Shulov Nuyis Midai Nochon Ochus Das Ramban Shulik Kalde Shulov Ela B'Shas Tchak She'en Leor Doim. No, not quite sure exactly. Mishnah Berurah's Chiddush over here is if it's right to be Machmir, then if you've got really really white wine, I'm not sure what that means, really white wine, then you should try to avoid, and you should try to be machmir. But again, if you've got nothing else, you can use it. I'm not quite sure what the Mishnah is adding over here. So we know that ideally you shouldn't use white wine, but if you've got no other choice, then you could rely on it and use white wine. Okay. Yeah, Mishnah Berurah continues now with particularly Shulchan Aruch continues now with particularly strong wine. Yain Chai. Again, for many years people used to buy a bottle of wine, but then they used to dilute it, used to add water to it. It was particularly strong, and used to have a third wine, two-third water. That was the normal. So Yain Chai, if it's very, very strong, very, very strong wine, which hasn't been diluted yet. Afilum Chozok, the Dore, Pirashiroi Le Mozik Atlas Mayem. If it's a very, very strong wine, that actually you should add two-thirds of water with it, then Katz Shalov, you can still make Kiddush on extremely strong wine. You want to have a good strong wine to just get you going for the mood. You know, you want to get into a. You want to sing the Zmiras like you properly, and you know, properly. You know, so you're having that extra strong wine. You're definitely not putting water in it. You're having it. You really should add 2/3 water, but you don't really fancy it. You want to have it strong. So if you're making Kiddush on such an exceedingly strong wine, that's fine. Mikach shalov, you can. It's not a chumra though to a very, very strong wine. On the contrary, if possible, you should add the water to it, and maybe and keep that for later cup later. You should add water to it if possible. That's alechat chila. But you are yoitz if it's exceedingly strong. But if it's not drinkable at all, if it's a wine that is so strong that it's not mozukroi that you can't drink at all, that it's barely drinkable, then you're not yoitz with it. Yeinu shalonu yoisa toivim heim beloy meziga. His our Rama says our wines are very generally add a lot of water to it, and you should not have to add water. Our wines are better nowadays, and they've been added, the water's been added to it, and you shouldn't add extra water to our wines because they lose the, it's not alcoholic anymore. It loses its wine status if you add water to it. The Mishnah Berurah here says an important psak, which we need to see in Sifkot Yud Dalet. Kuroi Yain Shalom Yechushen Yoyetz Midai. Mevochin Al Yain She'en Bo Ele Mesikus Ba'alma V'tayim Ekemayim Mevochin Al Vatolo Yain Yoyetz Midai Kiddush. Rabbi said it's a very, very important Mishnah Berurah here. He says, people who make a bracha on wine, She'en Bo Ele Mesikus Ba'alma V'tayim Ekemayim, if it's very, very watered down, and it's sweet, and you have a bit of a wine taste, but it's very, very watered, very, very, very watery. Mevochin levatol, it's a bochel levatol, v'yeinim yoytzim dekiddush, not yoytzim dekiddush. If the water is much, 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 if the wine is very, very weak, and you've added tons of water to it, it's very, very weak, it's a bochel levatol, you can't make kiddush on it. So I'll tell you why it's relevant. Have you ever had a becha, and you ran out, you just poured your last bottle of wine, or grape juice? Has it happened to you? And the becha goes half full. And you know this halacha that the becher is meant to be full. So, but you haven't got no open bottle, no bottle. So what do you do? He says, no worries, no issues. You go to the tap, and you open a tap, and from half it becomes full because of the water that you've added. So this is no good. This is no good because we're learning now that if it's too watery, then because the grape juice and wines that we've got, they've got tons of water already in it, and by adding water to it, and if it comes to a point that it's just sweet and a bit of a wine taste, halach is you cannot make bar pagofen in it. It's bochel v'tol in yoyim to the kiddush. That's what Mishnah says in the Mechadon. Pardon? Absolutely. Because mole is only, it's not bad. If you have nothing else, mole, you can still be able to mole. Pardon? Ah, yeah, maybe. Maybe. If you've got no mole and you get, yeah, maybe, perhaps. But that's why it's very, very hard to know. I feel that nowadays they are so watery, their grape juices. Some of the grape juices are very watery as they come, they're very watery. I'm not such a big mumche with wines, but some of the grape juices are very, very watery. Have you experienced very watery grape juice? Have you experienced very watery? Very sweet and very watery? No real... So, if that ever happens to you, don't add water to it at all. Because by adding water, you may go beyond that threshold. I feel at times it's very watery as it is. And by adding water, it would be problematic. Rabbi Yisai, we learned tonight the following halachas. We learned that grape juice, you can make kiddush on grape juice. And we learned even if it's freshly squeezed grape juice, you can still make kiddush on it. But lechatchila, one should use wine. We learned if it's the kemochin, the flowery bits, which is floating on top of the wine, according to Akon Shulchan Aruch, you can use that wine with the bits. For kiddush, the Ramah says don't, and you should sieve it through. The wine which is in the bottom of the barrel, which has got the shmorim, the bits, you can use that for kiddush. Also, particularly strong wine, yain shocher, yain mosik, which is exceedingly sweet wine, and if it's got a smell as well, then you're allowed to be the avid, you're allowed to use that. You know, lechatchila, you should choose a very good wine, nice tasting wine for kiddush on Shabbos, but whatever those you can be yotze with. White wine, the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that you're allowed to use white wine. The Ramban says you don't, even with the Evet, but the Ramban agrees that for Avdolah you can use white wine. Minigolim is like the Svori Shoina, the first opinion that holds that you can make Kiddush on white wine, and certainly Avdolah as well. With regards to particularly exceedingly strong wine, we learned now that even if it hasn't been diluted yet, you can make kiddush on it. Better to dilute it and make it nice and nice tasting at all. Our contemporary wine, says the Ramah, you don't add water to it because they've been diluted already. That's it for tonight, Rabbi. I wish you a very good Shabbos.